Today's Bible passage comes from the Ten Commandments, and it really is a very short commandment found in Exodus 20, verse 15. The eighth commandment simply says, "You shall not steal." You know, I'm guessing that no generation living on the face of the earth has been as well equipped to understand the implications of the eighth commandment as the one that's alive right now. With all of the world's information linked together electronically, thieves no longer have to sneak around at night dressed in black in order to steal your possessions, because they can do it from the comfort of their homes with a computer and an internet connection. And it's not just silverware or jewelry or wallets that they're stealing. They actually take your whole life. Identity theft is a rampant problem as the most undesirable elements of society realize that they can steal an awful lot if they just pretend to be you. The most valuable thing they can steal is your identity, because once they've got your vital information, they can use your good name and your good credit to steal with abandon. I know, because I've actually been the victim of identity theft, and a few years back, someone actually went on a spending spree pretending to be me. And if you've ever had it happen to you, you just know how violated and helpless you feel when you discover that someone is busy ruining your good name or credit for their own selfish purposes. My suffering meant very little to the person who managed to spend a few thousand dollars on themselves, and that really underscores one of the key problems with being a thief. Of course, it hurts when someone steals your possessions, but it's the more intangible things they steal, like your sense of security and your dignity. Those are the things that really hurt. And again, if you've ever had something stolen, you know exactly what I mean. Really, the most frustrating thing about being robbed is the fact that somebody cared so little about you that they made your life miserable for a few dollars or a quick thrill. I remember coming home one time to discover that someone had robbed my house. I'd been working hard for a long time to save up for a special event, and in just a few minutes, someone who was unwilling to work or take responsibility for their own lives smashed a window and took my possessions. And it wasn't the missing stuff that I found so frustrating so much as the message that I didn't matter as a person to whoever committed the crime. So think about this for a minute and consider why it's important to be honest. It's not only a positive character trait, it communicates an important message to the people around you. The willingness to be honest and hardworking and generous tells those around you that they matter. Honest people are valuable to society and the well-being of everybody. Trustworthiness is one of the character traits that literally holds modern society together. And as that slips away on us, everyone's sense of well-being drops. When you steal from your boss, even in the little things, you're sending a distinct message about how valuable he or she is. When you steal from your neighbor, you're sending another message about how valuable they are as a person. When you take, you bring the quality of life down for everybody. And when you give, everybody wins. And that's just one more reason that honesty is just a better way to live.